But indeed, we do offer you explanations. You've reached more than money, and that's exactly what we offer every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We offer you explanations inside your financial life. So if you have questions about your investments, your income taxes, your estate planning, or your business, if you've got concerns about retirement, about 401ks, about Social Security, your Medicare, about IRAs and Roth IRAs, RMDs and SOBs, all those initials, if you've got concerns, you've reached exactly the right spot on your radio dial, even though, confess, there is no more dial. But you're in exactly the right spot. So if you would like to join us momentarily, we'll give you at least three different ways that you can join our show. And we welcome you to use all of them, any or all of them, because the whole idea is that we are here to serve you. Absolutely here to serve you. Most radio shows these days, whew, what an agenda. They have an agenda from the get-go. They want you to buy, make sure you buy their annuity, make sure you buy their insurance, make sure you buy their real estate. Our only interest is that you make sure that you buy ideas that are appropriate and beneficial to you. And since we don't know exactly what you need this morning, how are we going to solve that problem? Okay, mind reading, not so much. Psychic? Psychotic. Yeah, got that covered. I have an idea. Why don't you call us? If you can let us know what your concerns are and what your needs are, we will do our very best to serve you this morning. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. If you'd like to send us an email, that works very well indeed. Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. And we screen those as best we can during the live on air. And then we plunge right in, get ourselves in over our heads, and then swim our way back out. And happy to help in any way we can there. And, of course, if you have someone that you care about who's a little further afield, doesn't pick up our show via the airwaves, anyone who has internet has access to More Than Money. You simply need to log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. You can do that from a tiny smartphone to a widescreen 52-inch corner-to-corner. All right, and if you got internet. Okay, I made a bit more of that than was necessary, and I apologize. I'm deeply humbled. All right, not that deeply, but okay. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com from whatever device you use to connect to the internet. Please share with your friends and family. We have listeners coast to coast, literally from California to the East Coast, from north to south. Minnesota and Wisconsin all the way to Florida. And speaking of north to south and east to west, our prayers are with our fellow Americans on the Gulf Coast, particularly in Texas, Hurricane Harvey battering them. Fortunately, it sounds like it's already started to reduce in intensity. It was a Cat 3, perhaps a Cat 4 at one point. They're saying now Cat 1. That's a huge relief that they're getting, or at least lessening of the threat. But it is sitting and spinning, and there are going to be considerable challenges over not just the next few hours or few days, but probably for the next few weeks. So please join me in saying prayers for, oh, goodness, our More Than Money family in Texas, students from the Lehigh Valley who are attending schools in Texas, for residents of Texas, for everyone who cares about Texas. So please say your prayers and keep them in your prayers. If you'd like to join us this morning, give us a call, 610-720-7900. We'll show you how that works. We'll go to the phones. We'll talk to Jeff. Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How may we serve you?
Yes, good morning, Gene. I was just wondering if you could answer a question concerning Social Security. Starting that, once you turn 62, we were at one of your seminars over there, you can earn up to like $16,000. And if you're a part-time, like, you know, in the teaching aspect, if you like earn up to $16,000, can you start collecting your Social Security payment, you know, without any impact or penalties?
The answer is likely yes, and I say likely because the Social Security rules have some twists to them that you've got to be familiar with. But at age 62, the general rule is that you can begin taking benefits. They are reduced benefits from your normal retirement age, which might be 66 or slightly higher now, and they are available to you if your earnings indeed are below that $16,000 roughly. That's, I think that's the correct number, Mark. If you go above that number, you are at the risk of losing benefits, meaning being penalized, just as you said.
Okay.
So that's the general rule. I am aware that there is a transition rule. So the first year that you're on Social Security, if you're starting partway in the year, there may be some adjustments made if you made a bit more than that earlier in the year. One of the things that we've done that I can't be happier about is that earlier this year we were very, very fortunate to bring on as a partner Mark Basak, who is a Social Security expert. And he's been counseling clients and More Than Money family members in our office once or twice a month since January. And one of the things I've learned specifically from Mark is that Social Security rules have to be looked at carefully, but so does your personal situation. So if you're looking at this situation, you've got some questions, probably wise for you to stop in, spend a little bit of time with Mark and make sure that he understands your situation exactly to make sure that you're getting specifically the answer that benefits you.
That's excellent. Yeah, I mean, Mark is the person we got to come over and talk to then. Not that we don't want to talk to you.
You want to talk to the people who actually know the answers, and in this case, that would be Mark. Jeff, we've got your contact information. We'll reach out and offer you an appointment with to meet with Mark.
Okay, thank you so much, Gene. Have a good day.
You take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. They all work very... John, I turned one way and reached the other. John, I apologize. I was... John was...
Blinded.
No, I was blinded by the light, because John is just a ray of sunshine this morning. I know, I'm going to get a little emotional, so let's just go back to the phones, and we'll talk to Rudy. Rudy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Very well. How may we serve you?
I just want to tell you thank you for Mark. He always been helpful in my case, and he helped me twice, and even though I was very impatient, ask him 100 questions every time, you know, he didn't get mad, you know what I mean, get frustrated. So I thank you guys a lot for the Social Security thing, because a lot of people need this help, trust me. Thank you, Gene. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you, sir, and we appreciate the call. 610-720-7900. I should tell you that within our More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, we're not just blessed to have a tremendous team, wonderful, wonderful team, advisors and associates, but we have wonderful partners, and Rob Pinnell helping so many folks on estates and legal issues, Mike Pompey helping so many folks on insurance issues of all kinds, and certainly Mark Basak. Mark has been a wonderful, wonderful partner. And one of the things that all three of these gentlemen, and as you heard Rudy say, Mark in particular, but all three of these gentlemen brings, is a real appreciation of our clients. I had a chance to spend just a few minutes with Mark this week, and he had met with a couple of my clients kind of back to back, and both of them came out just with just big smiles and gratitude. And as much as you appreciate Mark, he appreciates you. And I think it absolutely shows. It's as clear as a bell. I think people walk out of meeting with Mark or and Mike and Rob indeed with a real sense that they were appreciated and that they were served in a way that was not just respectful and professional, but caring. Fantastic. Fantastic. We are so very, very blessed. In that line, along those lines, slight segue, just to the right a little bit. As many of you know, More Than Money is growing. We have, if you've been to the world headquarters recently, you know there's a huge dumpster out front. By the way, to all my neighbors, it's not a community dumpster. You guys, and you know who you are. We have largely completed the demo part of the project. We have largely completed the new partitions and the rough-ins for electrical and computer and security, all that kind of good stuff. And we are rapidly approaching a time when we will be acquiring new teammates, new associates for our More Than Money team. One of our very first acquisitions. Not really sure that's the right word. One of our very first priorities in terms of hiring will be somebody on the marketing side. So if you know someone on the marketing side, particularly if they have experience in the financial arena, please send them our way. Gene@askmtm.com is a very good place to start. Resumes are always appreciated, that kind of thing. Also, we're going to be hiring in the very near future an associate financial advisor as well. So if you know a financial advisor, or perhaps your current financial advisor, you're saying, hey, I know this young man, this young woman, they're doing a great job for me. Maybe they're in solo practice, maybe they're on their own, and perhaps they would benefit from a partnership with a growing financial advisory firm with a great location. I don't know if I mentioned it yet, but we're in the Holy Lands. Hey, what better place to be if you really care about serving clients than in the Holy Lands? Please give us a call, 610-720-7900, or send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. We go to the phones, we talk to, looks like Jay. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. How may we serve you?
Well, I'm considering switching to another advisory firm, one that maybe specializes in low-cost investing.
Okay.
Looking at ETF funds and mutual funds and things like that. Basically, trying to get the best bang for my investment dollars.
Sure.
And I know Charles Schwab has these sorts of programs, as well as Fidelity. They're sometimes called intelligent portfolios, where a lot of it's done online and through robo-investing.
Mm-hmm.
Was wondering what your thoughts are on that sort of investing, as well as ETF funds versus mutual funds and that sort of thing.
Jay, I think your instincts are correct. The lower the overall cost, assuming that the performance levels are equivalent, the lower the overall cost means you get to keep more of your profits. It wasn't many years ago, sadly, since I've been doing this for 780, I know a lot of years ago that the things were radically different, but it wasn't many years ago that people were rather pleased to find mutual funds that were charging only 1.5% a year, 1.7% a year, 1.9% a year. They found that perfectly acceptable, and in many cases, the results were pretty darn good. ETF programs are often found with expenses that are not 1.9% per year, but are 0.19% per year. So if you're already starting out with, in this particular example, almost a 1.75% advantage. If the performance is equivalent, you're going to be way ahead of the game year after year after year. So I like what you're doing. I like the thought process. The key, and I've said it now several times, and I don't want it to be lost in conversation, is equivalent performance. Because an investment has a very low cost structure, it doesn't make it necessarily an outstanding investment. If its performance is lackluster, if it underperforms, even though it's cheap, it's not a great opportunity. Fortunately, there are tons of great ETFs out there. There are tons of now very low-cost mutual funds, lots of low-cost index funds, and you're absolutely right. Some of the intelligent portfolios that are set up, you can, for very low dollars, get involved in a platform of diversification and low expenses. So as long as you're careful, as long as you're paying attention to performance, and as long as you monitor and do your homework going that route, Jay, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. How much control, I guess this is on a personal level from person to person, but how much control should you have? Because I don't want to look at it every day. I kind of want to do more passive investing, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But I still want to look at it and see how it's doing and move things in case I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's different levels that these brokerages do, and I don't know what your firm does, but I know you can go in these ETF portfolios where it's a very low cost, but you can't really do anything to it. You just put your money in and you let them do their thing and that sort of thing. And then you have different levels of advisory too, like how much advisory do you want.
Exactly. And Charles Schwab is a good example. We've been working with Charles Schwab for many, many years. We're really happy with the client service that they provide. But bottom line for you is, you're quite right, there is a spectrum. You can go from, here's my check, I don't ever really want to hear from you again, all the way up to, here's my check, I'll be calling you on a regular basis and making adjustments. And I say calling, that's really not how it works. You do almost everything online. And by the way, the spectrum is everywhere in between. Fortunately, you can kind of ease your way into this. You can kind of sample the various levels over a period of time, perhaps do a trial run on the autopilot piece, perhaps do a trial run 6 months or so on the advisory piece, and see where you fit. We are, in the More Than Money platform, very lucky. We have access to all of those levels of control. And so when we sit with a prospective client and walk through their objectives, that issue of control is one that we explore very carefully, and we are able to offer our clients the degree of control that best fits them.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I like the idea of going in on a trial run on these things, because up to this point, I had my advisor take care of everything,
mm-hmm.
and I'm quite honestly not very pleased with their communication and also putting me in. They then hand the money over to the broker-dealer, and I just doing a little bit of research, I see that they're putting me in high-load mutual funds.
Mm.
So you think you're paying a fiduciary who's on your side, but then the broker-dealer invests in high-expense-load mutual funds. So that's not helping me out any.
Yeah, it really isn't. And you're absolutely right. The word fiduciary does not apply in that case. That simply doesn't meet the fiduciary standard of best serving our clients. The issue with a broker-dealer in high-commission funds is a nettlesome one. It's a really sticky one, because folks who have been around a long time are kind of used to doing things in the old-fashioned way, and unless they specifically start to kind of wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, just as you are exiting, they're going to find tons and tons of their clients are going to be exiting, and shortly they're not going to really have much of a business to tend to. if a financial advisor today is not, number one, committed to being a fiduciary, and number two, committed to using the technology that's available through ETFs, index funds, and either an automated investment platform or a robo platform, I'm afraid that their time is past.
I agree with you. There is one that starts with a W. They're on their way out, I think.
God bless. Jay, we appreciate the call very much.
Thank you.
You take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
God bless. 610-720-7900. Jay makes some very good points. Now, you see the interaction that Jay and I had. Jay starts with a question, has kind of a set of parameters that he's looking to acquire, lower cost, a little control, and I have, hey, here's my response. You can do it in kind of this direction or that direction. Jay says, hey, I got that, but maybe I'd like to try something kind of midpoint. That's the kind of communication that fiduciary financial advisors provide to their clients. That's the kind of communication, as most of you well know, that we provide every Saturday morning on More Than Money. But quality financial advisors who are committed to being fiduciaries, committed to being putting their clients' best interests at heart, are not, at least two things they are not. Number one, they're not stuck in a rut. They're not the broker, stock brokerage kind of idea that was around 30, 40, 50 years ago of give me your money, shut up, and I'll tell you what I'm doing with it. Please. Next. And number two, they're not, hopefully, I don't know how to say this politically correct, because the term is yes men. Yes men, yes women, yes people. Yes sirree. No, they're not. If Jay says to me, I want everything as low cost as I can possibly get, my responsibility to Jay is to say, hang on a second. Cheap is good if performance is good. Cheap is stinky if performance is stinky. So we've got to look at priorities. First priority is getting good performance. Would Jay rather pay 0.1% and earn 1%? Or would he rather pay 2% and earn 8%? Oh, yeah. pay the two. Now, fortunately, those are not the choices. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of choices and lots of ways to put them together. But that conversation I just had with Jay is a perfect example of the kind of give and take, the kind of back and forth, the kind of exploration conversation that a quality financial advisor, one that's committed to being a fiduciary, has with a quality, intelligent client. A quality, intelligent client. Those two things go hand in hand. By the way, there are quality, intelligent clients who, upon hearing the explanation of how everything works, says, now that I have it, please take care of that for me. I'm not as actively interested as perhaps Jay is. What I would really like is for you to do kind of your normal More Than Money routine. Call me every 3 months. Sit down with me. Give me a good report. Tell me what I need to know. That's really my style. That works out great. Others are more hands-on, more personally active. That's their style. Personal style, it's important. This is a team event, my friends. It's not like Mayweather-McGregor where it's one-on-one. God bless them. It's a team event. So far, great calls. Oh, my gosh. Talking about hitting the ground running. 610-720-7900. If you've got a question, that makes you the next great caller. And we would appreciate that very, very much. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We'll take your calls, your questions, your concerns after this on More Than Money. I'm giving. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You are at the absolute epicenter of all explanations, most of them correct. The financial stuff, we got that. Come on, that's easy. It's the rest of that stuff where, I received a very interesting email from a very loyal listener to More Than Money, and I'm going to look at that here. I'm going to share that with you here momentarily. It's about a gentleman that we've had on our show, Marcus Lemonis. So we'll talk about that shortly. Where did I go with that? Over the last couple months, we've had so much fun. Me personally, I've had a lot of fun, and after all, it is my show. So it's all about Gene. And we've been giving away lots of really cool stuff. We gave away five, six copies of Karen Katcher's book. We gave away five or six copies of Shane Burkaw's book. And we have a book now it's not written by somebody that we know personally, but it's written about a topic that I think is really important to basically, everybody. Because everybody's on their smartphone. Everybody's on email. I'm going to talk to you momentarily about Social Security and why you should be online with Social Security. John, do you qualify for Social Security yet? No. Should you be online? Yes. And I'll tell you why. The book is Hack Proof Your Life Now. Cybersecurity rules to protect your email, your computers, your bank accounts, and your identity. Very, very important book. So we wanted to give away some copies. And as we have been enjoying our music, we give you a little slice introduction. A little bit of introduction, just a little, and you have to guess the artist and the title of the song. Pretty simple, and then we send you a great book. This book is worth, it sells for $391. Oh, wait a minute, that's the IBSD code. Come on. Hey, if it protects your identity, it's probably worth thousands. And the hassle factor alone. So, Mr. John, you have an intro for us?
Ready?
Knock yourself out. I think that's plenty. Come on. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. If you know the song and the artist, we are happy to send you Hackproof Your Life Now. Does it take people that long to call, or should we? Oh, there is a delay. That's exactly right. I got to start thinking about that. Well, all right, you know what, should we do it one more time?
Yeah,
just one more time. Okay. Yeah, you bet. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We say, good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Well, good morning, Gene.
Good morning, sir.
I believe I can name that tune.
Please do.
Well, the band is Toto.
Exactly.
And Toe the Line, Love Isn't Always On Time. I'm losing my voice already.
Toe the Line is good. Well, John's giving me the look like I'm not so sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's fantastic. It's a great piece of music. Hang on a second. John's going to get your contact information, and we'll send you your book. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thank you, Gene.
Yep, hang on one second. 610-720-7900. And, of course, now that he's announced it on the air, everybody's calling in to go, hey, I think that's Toto. So be patient with John. He'll get your call, and if you're calling with a question, he'll make sure that he gets your information, and we'll get you on air. And if you were calling about Toto, Toe the Line, sad for you. You were too late. 610-720-7900. I mentioned, as we came back from break, Social Security and being online. Being online is now it's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. And one of the reasons we're sending out the book, Hack Proof Your Life, is to help protect you as you go through the necessary activities of living while using the internet and the cloud. Social Security, lots of you, many of you would not necessarily connect to or not necessarily identify with the internet. The reality is, however, that you are not only able to create an online account with Social Security and do lots of exploration, check your employment records, look at your estimated benefits. There's tons of different tools on there that you can use. Not only are you able to do that, but you should. Recent announcement from Social Security Administration says that they're adding an extra layer of protection when you sign on. When you log on to your account for the first time, you have to provide either an email address or a cell phone number, and they will give you a special code. Lots of folks are saying, well, I get it, Gene, but I'm not old enough for Social Security. I won't be for many, many years. It is very important that you go on your Social Security account and log in now before somebody beats you to it. Because identity thieves have found that if they can get the right bits of information, they can go to your Social Security account online. They establish the online account relationship, and they can use it to apply for benefits in your name that they collect. This obviously is not good. You can go online and create your account at www. I have no idea why I continue to say that. Everybody knows that. www.ssa.gov/myaccount. That's ssa.gov/myaccount. You'll set up your account, you'll create your own password, and you will beat the identity thieves to the punch. I know that sounded a little aggressive. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a bully. I don't mean to be, you know, a bully for identity thieves. Actually, I do. Punch them in the nose. Try to steal somebody's identity. That stinks. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I have a fistful of emails I'm going to go through, but of course, you are always our number one priority. Our first half hour, if you missed it, whoo, you missed some great questions in the first half hour. Let me make sure I've got this correct. Jeff started us off right out of the gate with a great Social Security question. Rudy chipped in. Jay had a great question we were back and forth on. And it, by the way, if you missed that and you're saying, wait a second, I'd like to kind of grab that, not lost to the airwaves. We will put that on our website Monday at noon, and you can grab that podcast and listen to it at your leisure. That's nice. All right, leisure. Come on. No, all right. Either way, six. Morethanmoneyonline.com. And hit the radio button, and you will be there. One of our most loyal family members of More Than Money writes, it looks like the prophet Marcus Lemonis broke one of his own rules of success. He alienated over half of his customer base by saying that if they agreed with Donald Trump's response in Charlottesville, they don't need to shop at his store, and his customers are taking it up on him up on it. He must have not have done his research and known that the demographics of the customers who shop at a store called Camping World, conservative indeed, they reacted swiftly and vocally. Former NASCAR driver Mark Martin announced that he would be canceling his order for a $150,000 RV with Camping World. Ouch. Lemonis tried to do damage control, saying his comments were taken out of context. And the question is, how can, if you're okay with what Trump said, don't shop at my store, be taken out of context? And he's about to learn the lesson. Conservatives are tired of being ridiculed and taken advantage of. Jim, thank you for the information. I obviously am taking this information at face value. I haven't checked it out. I have said many times on air that I'm a Marcus Lemonis fan of his show, The Prophet. I have seen virtually every episode, if not every episode, and I've learned a great deal. I think his business insights typically fantastic. We had the pleasure a couple of years back of interviewing Marcus right on our show. I thought it was a great interview. I thought he was very open. And he's helped a number of local businesses, one in Coopersburg, one out in Emmaus. Precise Graphics, I think, is the name in Emmaus. And by all reports, has had a very positive impact across the board. If indeed he said, if you agree with Donald Trump, don't bother coming into my store, see ya, then I'm not coming to your store. I didn't hear a report of what Donald Trump said. I listened to what Donald Trump said. And if Marcus Lemonis fell into the trap of the biased media, the fake news media, of listening to what people said he said, that's a shame. That's a mistake. That's an error in judgment. That's something that needs to be corrected on his part. If he heard what Donald Trump said, there's not a thinking human being who would say that there was anything wrong with it. A thinking human being simply would not agree that Donald Trump said anything wrong. His initial comments were, this is wrong. Violence is wrong. I'm not going to try to quote word for word because I can't. Don't have that kind of memory for those comments. He went on to over the next couple of days to denounce white supremacists and the perpetrators of that kind of violence in the strongest possible terms. If you have a problem with that, shame on you. Shame on you. Now, having said that, let's assume for a second that, as Jim has reported, that's exactly what Marcus Lemonis said, and now he's trying to walk it back. I'm okay with him walking it back. There's a lot of folks that say, once you've said it, you can't take it back. Really? Okay, raise your hand if you've never said something insanely stupid that you wanted to take back. By the way, just by the fact that you raised your hand, that was insanely stupid. You probably want to take that back. He takes it back. John goes, I'm so sorry. I would put this into the same category as people who want to tear down statues of Robert E. Lee. Was Robert E. Lee perfect? Oh, my God, no. Show me. There's only been one. And yeah, all right, the one. Yeah, he deserves statues. I get that. But Robert E. Lee perfect? Hardly. Washington perfect? Hardly. Jefferson? Hardly. Pick any human being that has contributed to what America is today. And show me perfect. And I will sadly point out to you that you're simply wrong. And you don't put up a statue to somebody because they were perfect. You put up a statue with somebody that, in spite of the fact that they were not perfect, they did some extraordinary things. They showed extraordinary courage. And whether it was Abraham Lincoln, who can possibly get your head around what he had to go through to lead the country during the most heart-wrenching event in our history? 600,000 lost. Perfect, no, but tremendous courage. And whether you agree or disagree, if you're looking to pull down history because they don't represent your view, you are condemning. You're condemning our country to a future with in essence without a history. And as a wise man once said, those who ignore history are condemned to repeat it. The mistakes that have been made in the past, we're supposed to learn from. We're supposed to learn from. By the way, those of you that are going around spouting things like, you know, America's at an end, this is the worst time ever in the history of America, you might do yourself a favor and just put a cork in it. Because you look stupid. You sound stupid. You're saying stupid things. Because having people die needlessly because some idiot, mentally deranged, if you call somebody a white supremacist, it's the equivalent of calling them mentally deranged. They are. Just that simple. By the way, if you're a black supremacist, you're mentally deranged. Because if you think that there's one portion of humanity that's superior to others, you're mentally deranged. So the loss of life because of a mentally deranged moron, it's tragic. It's tragic. However, John and I lived through the assassination of JFK. We lived through the assassination of his brother Robert, the assassination of Martin Luther King. In what, 4 years? Three major leaders, American political leaders, dead, assassinated. Slightly more disconcerting. And during that entire time, we're in Vietnam losing hundreds of young men and women a day. Not a week, not a month, not in the course of a war campaign, but a day. And just so you don't think that I'm all, see, I'm old and I know, I don't know spit compared to my mom and dad's generation. My dad and four of his brothers who served in World War II, they saw things you and I can't even begin to imagine. And yet, was that the worst time in American history? I don't think so. How do you not look at the Civil War as the worst time? Hundreds of thousands dead, families ripped apart, the landscape destroyed, the American fabric nearly lost, saved literally by the skin of its teeth. So when you start announcing, for whatever purpose you have, either out of ignorance or out of drama or out of some agenda, that this is the worst time that America's ever faced, you sound stupid. Oh, yeah, how about it? 9/11, indeed. We all face that, and yet sometimes it's just, it's the reality TV show syndrome, in my opinion. Everybody has to be overly dramatic. Everything's got to be, he was the love of my life. I knew him for 9 days, and I knew he was, what? Too stupid. 610-720-79. Don't be too stupid. Call me. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Young lady and her husband visited me 2 weeks or so ago. We wanted to evaluate their estate plan. Wills, excellent. Trust, absolutely. Powers of attorney, very important. We got those squared away. Medical directives, which some folks refer to as living wills. Some call them medical power of attorneys, taken care of. Very, very good. We understood the beneficiary designations on the life insurance, the annuities, and the IRAs. So we're done. Not quite. Because this gentleman had two collections. One he had inherited from his dad, one he had started on his own. And these two collections, I don't want to get too specific, out of respect to privacy, and also I don't want to mislead somebody. So if I said he collected, something, I'm sorry?
Pull tabs
from beer cans. Yeah. People do that?
Yeah.
Do they really? No, please. I was going to say gerbils. I mean, beer can tabs, gerbils, same thing. It doesn't matter. Whatever you collect, I don't want you to be thinking, hey, I know a guy that does that. That's probably the guy. No. So without naming the collections, he has two valuable collections. When I say valuable, we guesstimate about $100,000 of value each. Yeah, serious stuff. So the question is, She has no interest in the collections. He's young, 63. I know he's young because I'm young. And the question is, in light of the fact she has no interest and literally no, virtually no knowledge, do they liquidate the collections now in anticipation of the fact that he may very well die before she does? Since we only have like 90 seconds left before the top of the hour, I'll cut right to the chase. The answer is no. No, a short discussion, and it became pretty clear that even though she's not interested in the collections, she's not a goof, she's not stupid, and she knows lots of his friends who are very knowledgeable about these kinds of collections. So if he passes away, is she high and dry? No. Smart lady can go get the information she needs, make sure that the value of the collections is fully received. And during his entire lifetime, he gets to enjoy collections he really, really likes. Sometimes these things work out. 610-720-7900. I'm a little surprised you didn't go out with Toto. You're kind of excellent. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We've got 1 hour in the books. We've got 1 hour left to go. Please stick with us. We'll take your questions after this on More Than Money.